I want to give you one practical way of examining yourself as you go forth today to think, am I open to that recreation that God wants to do in me constantly throughout my life? That is this. When someone challenges you in your view of the world, your opinion, your stance on something, are you quick to listen or quick to speak? You know, because the blind man just was soaking it all in, like, tell me, Lord, what do I need to do? The Pharisees immediately became angry and defensive. They weren't at all even open to the logic that everyone was trying to explain to them. Our Lord, of course, was preaching. Even the blind man called them out. Said, look, the guy healed me from blindness. What is wrong with you guys? Can't you see? He's not an ordinary guy. But they couldn't get it. We'll do that, though. Think of it. How do you react when someone challenges you? You quick. Be angry. And to defend whatever your point is without even thinking for a moment, I could be wrong on this. And now it's important to point out, you know, sometimes people are rather uncharitable when they disagree with us and they challenge our view on something, but that's no excuse to react with anger and immediate defensiveness. And sometimes we're actually right, you know, every now and then. And still, it does not give us an excuse to be angry and defensive. The way we must, as Christians, if we're going to be open to constant recreation by God, is always when we're challenged by God in prayer, by the church's teaching on something, by a brother or a sister who says, I think you're wrong on this. How do we take it? Do we humbly think, ooh, maybe I am. Let me examine his reasoning, her challenge here. Or do we immediately say, nope, you're wrong. I don't care. I'm going to speak loudly and angrily until you leave. Be honest with yourself. Because if that spirit of pride is just, you know, the habit, the habitual way in which you respond to challenges to your current view of things, then you're not going to be open to recreation. You'll be like the Pharisees. So ask the Lord today, you know, if that's you. And no, don't just tell me like, Father, that's just the way I am. I'm really fiery. No, it's not. That's sin. You need to stop that. You need to be humble. We all are called to be humble. And it might be more of a challenge for some of us than others. If this is a challenge for you, bring it to the Lord today. Especially as we witness this beautiful baptism. Remind yourself how good it is when God washes us clean from sin. Don't let pride keep that cleansing from continuing to happen. And confess it. If that's something you fall into a lot, bring that to confession. Like, Lord, every time my spouse or my children or my friends or whatever challenge me, I just yell at them and get angry and later realize that was wrong. Good. Bring it up to confession. Let God heal you of that so that you, like the blind man, can be recreated more and more, conformed to Christ throughout this life. And that way, one day, those of us who began in baptism, washed clean of sin, part of God's family, will remain so until the last moment of our life and be welcomed one day into heaven.